Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Grams. We are on day 1795 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote, along with some wise words from Grams for today's trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge, and we are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is a Chinese proverb, and it is, a person without a smiling face must not open a shop. So today's nugget of wisdom is, people love a smiling face. Have you ever entered a store or a shop and the workers seem like they've just sucked on a sour lemon? Unfortunately, most of us have had that experience. It makes you scratch your head and wonder why they're in business at all if they can't be at least thankful that someone has blessed them by allowing them to serve their needs. Those that don't have a good attitude about their work will probably not stay employed or be in business very long. The culture of any company starts with its owners or top managers within that company. If an owner of a business is not friendly and helpful to their employees, they should not expect their employees to be different to their customers. You can tell almost immediately what the culture of a company or business is when you walk into it. That is why it is so essential that the attitudes and values flow from the very top of the company. If the owner or top management does not reflect integrity and values, they should not be in that position. As imagers of our Creator God, we should always show forth His goodness in every situation of life. And our passage from today is Titus chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. In the same way, encourage the young men to live wisely, and you yourself must be an example to them by doing good works of every kind. Let everything you do reflect the integrity and seriousness of your teaching. Teach the truth so that your teaching can't be criticized. Then those who oppose us will be ashamed that they have nothing bad to say about us. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us. And then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,794 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek is downloaded to you automatically. And if you'd also like to receive our weekly newsletter called Wisdom Notes, please email me at guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcasting journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.